How you doing? I'm Brian Teasdale. I live on 305 North Wilson Avenue. Just trying to go back on these valves that you talked about. Apparently, you said two were replaced recently.
Within the city, but not ours. Not your area.
And when was it replaced?
About a year and a half ago.
Okay, so that's not recent. It's a year and a half ago. Okay, that's what I'm getting at. I mean, we've been waiting for a while now. Hang on, I got the time. I only got 2 minutes, right? I only got so much time. I'm sitting here looking at some of this stuff. I don't know about you guys, but, you know, you're talking about Sandy and how everybody got hit real hard and everybody really cared, you know? And we're getting hit every time we get a big storm. And you don't seem to have the same kind of urgency, you know? These valves aren't that expensive. I did my own research on them, you know? You can get them for $7,500, 24-inch one. I don't know exactly what size pipe you got out there. You get one for $7,500. If you need to get a barge, it'll cost you about $25,000 total. You got no problem throwing an extra $80,000 into some kind of fitness program or agreeing to go look at it, but you haven't gone out there and done anything about our valves. Okay, we need them now, not in 6 weeks. I don't even want the newest, greatest thing. We want something that works now, okay? I don't care what the new stuff is out there. The old ones have worked for 20 years. We need something in. You know, you get the hurricanes coming. You know, I can't impress you upon you guys more. And not only that, I mean, I don't know if you guys even have it. You need a maintenance program for this stuff. You know, a planned maintenance program for these valves. Okay? This is what holds the whole city together. You know, you can kiss everything else goodbye if it keeps flooding. It undermines the new streets. Every time you flood up the street, it's going to undermine the street a little bit. You know, you go through the trees, you know, the harbor guy. What do you think salt water does to those damn trees? I mean, seriously. I mean, it's one of the primary concern of our town, and it seems like it's the least important. You got no problems putting in a new, you want to redo the tennis courts. You got no problem putting something in for that. You know, going out for bid. We can't seem to get out for bid for two valves that are necessary that have been failing consistently for the last 2 years. We've had FEMA out there, okay, twice since Sandy on our street. Yet it's slow moving on the valves, but anything else, hey, it's great. We can do it. I mean, it's getting frustrating. You know, I don't know where the priorities are. I'm not saying you guys are all off, but sometimes I think people get wrapped up in the big things that bring people in and forget about the things that are necessary. And very important, especially because we live on this island. That's all I got. Thanks.
Can I respond?
Not these guys.
Ed speaking. Microphone.
Yeah. It's not the commissioner. It's my fault. And I will make sure that I get this done immediately. We have to go to bid. We cannot just purchase them because it exceeds the public bidding threshold. So we have to go to bid. And we can't just do one or two. We have to do enough of them so that the drainage area is served, not just that one pipe. Because if we don't, it's just going to come from another direction.
I understand. There's two on that.
But there's more than two in that drainage area. Okay. It goes down Amherst Avenue. It goes up Vendome Avenue. So we've had to identify the drainage area. It's not them. It's me. I'll take care of it. I've given them my word. I'm going to take care of it. And we will go out to bid as soon as humanly possible. And the valve, because each valve has to be engineered separately. We did look at the Joe Boland's valves. They don't work because our lines are too deep.
Okay, so they have to be dug out. Okay.
You know, the amount of head over that valve exceeds the design factor on that valve.
Okay.
But we will take care of it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Hi. Hi, Richard Schulman, 8609 Amherst Avenue, Margate. I'd like to get an update from the commissioners and from the engineers on the dredging project. A number of us who live on the lagoons in the bay have some concerns, and I'm aware of the fact that all of you are aware of that. But we've been told various things, and I'd like to just get some general information and find out who a good contact
Scott,
person would be.
We're going to ask Scott, Mr. Abbott.
Where's your house,
sir? Excuse me?
Which street?
8609 Amherst.
He's between around Nassau.
The Orient Lagoon?
Yeah.
On Amherst. Right.
Well, we're going out for creating proposal now, I believe, Ed, is that what you're going to do, to implement a citywide dredging permit?
Right.
One of the hang-ups has always been, what do you do with the dredging material?
Right.
As you probably have seen, some of the other cities have been spending many millions of dollars to dispose of dredge material. We have several options that we've been pursuing for the past 2 years. I know it's very slow. It drives me crazy, too. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, we'll get at least the permit application in before the end of the year. We're trying to come up with a suitable location. There's really three options. Truck it away to Cape May, which makes it about $100 a cubic yard. Put it in back in the bay, which has been conceivably shoulder bay code, which mm-hmm. I think is the Army Corps' preference. The Army Corps has come around to our thinking that we put it back in a bay where it came mm-hmm. from. Or the third one would be to remove it to redevelopment sites. You may have seen the paper recently. Scarborough's doing something over in right now, it wasn't there. All these processes will be expensive. The regulations from the state of New Jersey have made dredging very, very difficult. Recently, there was sponsored legislation to get rid of the shellfish habitat rule, at least I believe it does, unless they interpret it in a different way.
Right.
And now we have to deal with some of these other regulation obstacles. But that will be part of a dredging application. I don't know when that mm-hmm. permit will actually be submitted in the state, but I'm optimistic that it will be before the end of this year. That's what our goal is.
Great. Thank you. I just to throw a couple other things out, and I understand that you've been on top of this for a while.
I know your lagoon is particularly bad. I'm over
right.
Oriented, but not as
bad. I know you do the evening surveys, I know.
Yeah, well, yeah, we have all the bathymetrics. We've
right.
got the
sure.
depths. Hopefully they'll be accepted by the state. But we've got the three lagoons are in big, bad shape.
Right.
And then along that whole Fulton Avenue area, and then the other
right.
one down by the marinas
right.
There. We desperately need dredging.
Well,
unfortunately, other states, it's very easy to accomplish. In New Jersey, it's very difficult
mm-hmm.
to accomplish.
We were actually out on the dock the other day, and the Stockton University boat was doing samplings on the floor outside of our place. And then I saw a second boat off of Shelter Island doing.
Yes.
So I know that it's ongoing. This is all part of our permit, right?
We're using Stockton
right.
because they're local.
Right.
We thought that would help.
Right.
And it's good with the DEP. I think even the DEP now has become
right.
a bit more cooperative.
Everything seems to be coming together.
I hope
we're hoping
right.
to
find them.
Right. What about funding?
Well, there it is. That's
yeah.
Can I address that?
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
This commission approved an ordinance earlier this year, sir, for I believe upwards of $2 million, between $1.5 and $2 million to apply toward eventually dredging. So there is enough funding to go through all the permitting, and depending on what method is chosen, I mean, it can cost anywhere between $50 a yard and $100 a yard,
mm-hmm.
depending on what
sure.
method. And obviously, we're not going to jump into $100 a yard if we don't have to. So. But there is enough funding contemplated in this year and next year's mm-hmm. capital plan.
Right.
Okay.
And I didn't have a chance to get my 3 minutes in, only because everybody else was
speaking.
That's
why we're letting you go. I heard
so I just
one
have
more question.
Just okay. a couple of other things. The other thing was, will there be some declaration or a place where we can get information as to the progress 6 months from now or whatever, and the plans?
Can I answer? Yes. In fact, is what we would like to do once we get it rolling
mm-hmm.
is have it on our website so people can
great.
Look at it and
wonderful.
See what's going on. I think the commissioners are in support of that, right?
Absolutely.
Right.
Pretty much
absolutely.
We put everything on
right.
everything.
Well, that'd be great.
Everywhere.
And so
okay.
we as private slipholders can work as they did in Ocean City with the dredging company to pay for a perp for them to do our slips.
Absolutely
right.
Good. Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you all for your attention.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It.
Take care.